Bob Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. We've already had Sip before 6 a.m. attacks at our hairlines for Bill this morning. We can take it though. We're tough. We're tough people. We know we're not thick of hair, Bill. It's fine.
We just both had haircuts and I just
we did.
They have really good haircuts.
But
Jake's
really
caught me.
Well, I had this on Monday actually. It has for 4 days now.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been wearing a hat every day?
I wore a hat on Monday before the show because my hair looked stupid beforehand.
That's crazy because I saw you today and I go, wow, look at that. Jake got a haircut.
It happened. Yeah.
That means I've not actually looked at you for 4 days.
Apparently not. I had Tuesday's show. It was cut.
That's apparently very not. Odd.
Monday's show, definitely not. But got to cut Monday morning at 9:45.
So you guys go to the same barber.
Yes, we do.
McKenzie. Mac.
I think I went yesterday.
Yeah. You know what's fun about going to see McKenzie?
What?
It's in the old building.
I know.
Go back to the old.
It's 10 o'clock
like over there.
Better time.
Looking good. The playground right across the street looks a little desolate.
Looking worse than it did before.
Yeah, before.
It never looked good ever.
No, the daycare.
They're still there, though.
The daycare is still there. There's still rocks in the playground.
It's an all-rock playground.
Bill would have freaked out that time I walked out and the kids were throwing rocks at the cars.
My car got hit all the time by rocks.
It was kind of funny.
Probably about twice
funny,
a week.
Funny, not funny. That'd be a funny, not funny. Hold it, that's my car. Not funny.
Yeah, there's...
They're throwing rocks at the cars.
That place was a beaut.
It was a beaut.
Got the vape place up top. It's really nice.
Oh,
is that still up there? Yeah.
I think so.
I think 50 Shades of Green.
50 Shades of Green. Green. Yeah.
There's a therapy place now in our old building.
What kind of therapy?
I don't know. I've not stopped in. I know it's therapy.
I know
though.
This. We could all use it.
Oh, why's that?
Just be nice. Probably have some
to talk to.
Imagine someone talking to us. Group session, the three of us. Well, sometimes Steve hurts my feelings.
I do not. That's what I'd say to the therapist too. I do not hurt his feelings. No, I don't. I haven't been over there. I might just swing over there. I was just across the street. That's where I get my haircut. I don't go to McKenzie. I go to Costco.
Oh, you're at 48th though.
Yeah,
we're all at 48th and getting our haircuts.
That's
wow,
incredible.
That's nice to know.
It's not all that.
That's
incredible.
Our haircut area of town.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, this is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by whom?
738 Egg. We got a lot to go still. Yeah. Don't rush through it. I know we're freaking out. I'm having issues with the FM apparently. That's why I gotta go fix up here quickly.
I wasn't about to end
the FM is apparently
not
messing
working.
Up this. Well, I got it fixed this morning when I came in. It was off, and then apparently now it's not
who
on.
Who turns
again.
It off? Who
breakers?
Just says,
I don't know. The radio people out there.
The radio
robots. Breakers are. Can you hear us? 402-464-5685. We will do a roll call in a little bit. But
the ticket.
I gotta know if I gotta fix something real quick. But I know we're on the streams. I can see on video streams people are chiming in. So we got that going for us. Are we on the mobile app? Can you hear us there? Is it just FM is the problem? I will try to fix this at some point.
Remember the week when the power went out all the time?
How could you forget that?
That was incredible.
That was terrible.
Yeah. Ooh, power out.
Mm-hmm.
We got through.
You guys saw me. Really almost go ballistic.
Oh, that's right. That's
and it
as
was,
about as mad
it
as
was,
I've seen, Jay.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Yeah.
But just went and got snacks. Me and Steve did.
We walked into the darkness. It came on for a while, and then it went off again.
Yeah, we need
like four times in a day.
Well, I'm sitting here waiting for, I was outside, and I'm waiting for Rudy. And because I go, man, Rudy's really late today. But then I look, and I go, oh, Rudy's inside. This doesn't look good. We don't have any power.
No power.
Yeah.
But those days are behind us.
Hopefully.
That
was a two-day process. It happened 2 days in a row.
Bill mentioned this before this show, and I got an earful from Missing Tooth Greg this morning about it. We didn't get the fearsome foursome. A lot of people were dismayed by that.
Yeah, they were, and I agreed. I told you I had random texts. All it said was, can't believe you didn't get the fearsome foursome. That's it.
From a friend. a longtime friend.
Yes, a longtime friend.
Yeah, Greg was
livid.
I would say livid and embarrassed for us that we didn't know the fear. Okay, we didn't know. You didn't have to name the fearsome.
No,
we said.
I just locked up.
I asked you what was the Rams group from the 60s and 70s that defensive line. What was their name?
How come? Now, did you just so? Do you know that?
Yes,
you just locked up.
Just locked up. Well, then, but then for Jake not to have the New York sack exchange.
Well, there's a
on
lot
there,
of there's a lot, there's a lot there, but
that was one,
Bill.
That's probably the sweetest one there was, Jake. That was probably the sweetest one. Even if you'd have gave it the layup to, like you always do to the caller, that'd have been fine with that. But
we got the layup though.
I thought about the sack exchange. I did not go with it though, and I actually had support from the text line that the Dome Patrol was popular. You guys had never heard it before.
Yeah, still never heard.
I had like I had 17 texts saying Dome Patrol was the gimme.
Really?
So I
you did not.
You guys must have been watching the ball in the 80s.
You counted them. I think there's been a fib.
I'll go through
I think we had our first fib.
I'll go through.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
Yeah, 17.
Because
yeah.
apparently when Scott Shanley was there in 2009.
Dome Patrol?
It was like called the Dome Patrol 2, basically. It was like the second one.
Okay.
They had their own nickname. Former Husker.
They're not.
With the Saints.
We should have got Fearsome Foursome.
Remember the Dome Patrol and Steel Curtain being exactly the same? No. No.
It's okay. You don't have to defend your show.
Thank you. That's why it's my game show.
Right.
I make the questions. Wow. It's my game show. I make the questions.
Wow.
You answer them.
Okay.
The Fearsome Foursome was Rosie Greer and who else?
Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
Merlin Olsen. And then...
Missing Tooth Greg says a guy named Lamar Lundy.
Yes, that's right. That's what
is
it
that
was.
Right?
I had
so
him all
he wasn't joking.
No, that's one. That's correct.
I never heard of Lamar Lundy.
He was probably the fourth guy that was just there.
Had you heard of Lamar Lundy?
No, but Merlin Olsen, I did. He'd come around a lot. So I get a chance to visit with him and his brother.
He'd come around a lot.
Yeah, he played at Utah State.
So you were at Utah State.
Yeah, that's where he played from, yeah.
You have to explain these things.
Yeah, Merlin Olsen.
He would come around.
Yeah, hang around.
With his brother?
But his brother was around a lot, too, yes.
Wow, that's a wow to me. Did you talk to him like you knew him?
Yeah, not really. I mean, yeah, I was probably more taken back that he was on Little House on the Prairie. That probably got me even a little bit more. But yeah, it was incredible. Merlin played like 16 years in the NFL.
Yeah, I know. Then I think he was a broadcaster.
I think he did broadcast.
That sounds correct.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing.
Merlin Olsen.
Yeah.
Wow.
From
better times. I don't have a lot. I went to bed at 8:30 last night again.
Well, you missed the Patriots moving to 9-2. The Patriots, because they refused. They've won 8 straight games. They've won 8 straight.
God.
They beat the Jets last night 27-14. They're 9-2. I complained to Bill before the show. I said, I love the Patriots being 9-2. That's great. Wonderful. Awesome.
Jake's exact words said, you know what he said? I hate my life.
I did say that.
Because the Patriots won. Not even his team.
I can confirm that.
I hate my life. What happened? Iowa State won again. I'm like, that's the one. That's the
It's
a bizarre part of
it. Bizarre part of Jake. I hate my life.
I did say that because
I mean, he
of
watched
Patriots.
That game last night in just. And I'll
Why?
Tell you,
Why?
I read a deal. I think it was Alex Smith, which is that he said about the Jets, that it's really hard to overcome bad ownership. So it's really hard.
Yeah.
And they were on Woody pretty hard, and I think rightfully so.
Woody Johnson.
They being the Jets, there was things that happened. There was one time where the guy's running across on a crossing route in man coverage, and the guy caught it.
He sneezed.
But he,
that'd be funny
but he caught the ball, and as he's catching, he's going down. And the DB just ran right by him. Didn't touch him. The guy jumps up and runs for 20 yards. And he kind of does. He does. It's like, no, I shoved him. And it's like they show the replay. Didn't even make an attempt to touch him. I mean, and then they show at the end of the game.
That's not
quarterback
good.
Justin Fields fumbles the ball. It's a little low. He drops it. Tries to pick it up. It gets kicked. They recover it. And then they go to the stats. Justin Fields since 2001 has 48 fumbles.
Since 2021, right?
Since 2021.
Oh, my God.
48?
48 fumbles.
Wait, lost or just?
It doesn't matter. That's probably
that's
not terrible. Lost. But
when I saw
this stat, I go, whoa, what was that? And he tried to recover it with the energy of just kind of like, oh, drop the ball. There we go. Let's see if I can pick it up. Didn't work out. And then, it was bad.
I want you to say that stat again, please.
48 fumbles.
Since?
2021.
That is remarkable.
Yes.
You'd never expect that from him. He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's not a little, like, Doug Flutie, little hand guy, I mean, he's a big dude.
He can't pass. He
doesn't look good.
15 for 26 for 116 at a touchdown. The week before, he had like 60 yards passing.
It's a mystery.
He's the starting quarterback.
My guess is I'm going to go here. Yeah. Just shoot me down if you have to. It's fine. My guess is he doesn't work that hard at his craft. That's my guess.
I don't know.
He's got a lot of physical talent.
And then they show the head coach in the sideline, and he's the whole game just shaking his head.
He's got a lot of physical talent, Jake. He does.
You know,
I've watched him in Ohio State. He can throw a football. Yeah.
He was the starter for the last five games. I mean, Tyrod Taylor got in there for a little bit, but these are the stats. This is against Denver, 9 for 17, 45 yards.
Yeah.
The next game against Carolina, 6 for 12, 46 yards. This is the NFL.
That's a joke.
Then he adds 244 against the Bengals in that big comeback.
And then he rebounds
in a win last week, going 6 for 11 for 54 yards against the Browns, and then 15 for 26 for 116 last night. They can't pass. They don't try. They can't do it.
Can't win that way, I'll tell you that.
Their offense is just abysmal. I mean, Breece Hall is trying, but he needs help.
Do they have another running back?
No. Justin Fields would be the running back.
Okay. Yeah, basically he's the
running. He had 67 rush yards last night, 58 for Breece Hall, but
he was very good.
And it doesn't look like Taylor is like one player away.
No, they are.
It does not look like, hey, we're right there.
They are a disaster. Now they have a bunch of first round picks coming up with all these trades they've made. So there's hope, but the GM's got to get it right.
Then on the other side, Patriots just look beautiful.
Vrabel
looks just.
So Vrabel knows what he's doing.
This is the first year for Vrabel. He takes over for a team that struggled the last 4 years. And Vrabel, of course, was a dude with the Titans. Good coach.
And it kind of fell off.
They start off 1-2, and they win 8 straight games this year. Right. This is the first year he's been there.
What happened at Tennessee?
They shouldn't have fired him.
Really?
I mean, he had one bad year, and it's time to move on.
They go to the AFC Championship.
They've been to 1 or 2, yeah. Ryan Tannehill made an AFC title game with Mike Vrabel as head coach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now they're headed toward back-to-back years of the number one overall draft pick, likely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're a joke.
NFL.
What's tonight on TV?
We got ball.
Great games.
We'll get to some later today in the monster matches and FSPs, I'm sure.
Got a lot of stuff going on.
That Bills thrills.
Yeah, you just go ahead and do it.
There is no NFL. There's college games, but we'll get to that later on in the show.
Okay.
Hold on that.
Some of my favorites.
My bad.
But you went to bed at 8:30 last night?
Yeah, Purdue, Alabama was on. I know that. And Purdue beat Alabama.
Basketball.
Yeah. Oh,
Bill loves college basketball in November.
What about that, Bill? What about Purdue at Alabama?
That's 2 versus 8.
Yeah.
What about that, Bill?
That's 10.
Doesn't interest me this time of year. No, it does. Zero interest.
Is it at Alabama?
It was, yeah. I mean, 87-80 Purdue wins.
Purdue with a good win.
That's a huge win.
Absolutely.
It is. It's a huge win.
It's a top 10 win.
Top 10 win on the road. That's going to carry some weight. Now let's go through this. For the committees and all these things, I keep thinking about this, and it's true. I listened to another show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with them. I said I like the AQs because it has play-in games and stuff. Do anything you can to get rid of the committees. Anytime you have just people making decisions, a group of 13 people trying to decide who's in the college football playoffs. And there's a few, I mean, right now
How else would you do it?
Well, if you have AQs and right away, it's like, hey, you guys are getting 4 in, you're getting 4 in. There's still probably be a couple they have to decide on, mm-hmm. but the less they have to decide on, the better.
Yeah.
The less, the better.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I'm not a big fan of committees like that. Imagine the NFL, there's zero committees. Set up, play.
Nope.
Here's how it
no
goes.
Need, right?
No need. You never see like all of a sudden like, well, this is pretty crazy, but Tom Coughlin's leading the group. He'll talk to us here in a little bit to see if the NFL who's getting into the playoffs.
Yeah. What else? What about your idol
chit chat? I had a pretty dull day yesterday. Nothing crazy happened.
Hmm.
Like every other day of the week, I've had something happening. Last night, I had nothing going on at the house.
I mean, I did a lot, but I just nothing of like I had to take boxes to recycling. It took way too long.
Do you have to flatten them?
Yeah,
there's your deal. There it is.
It's not easy.
Yeah, not easy. You got to flatten them.
Typically, you have very busy Thursdays with speeches, maybe two speeches a day.
Now, this story, there's another story behind this. You don't all of a sudden you start hauling a bunch of boxes.
What did Trix recently do?
What the?
She remodeled the upstairs of the house. There's a lot of stuff.
Like, what is, like, what
there was a lot
it?
Of boxes.
Was it from, like, Bed Bath & Beyond, or what?
I don't even know.
At?
I didn't even look. But
did you help finance these boxes? Were you paying for some of this?
What do you think? Yes. The boxing took way too long. And you do have to. You have to flatten them.
Yeah. Did you go over by Seacrest?
You don't have cats, do you?
What's that? We have two. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the cat litter boxes are almost impossible to dismantle. They're almost impossible to dismantle. I mean, it's... and
I don't think they've ever dismantled one.
And here's my question now. This is where you get into some stuff. Now, it gets a little real. Do you ever just shove a box in there undismantled? Do you ever just shove a box in there that's not dismantled?
It's happened.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Please.
Okay. Probably on video now. They're going to go back and rewind
it. Definitely on video.
Yeah, there's definitely video.
Yeah, there's definitely. I just shoved it in there. Yeah. I just said, I can't. This is taking too long. I'm worried I'm going to break an ankle on this thing.
Where did you go? I always go
North 48.
Yeah. Seacrest is where I go.
Seacrest has that available.
Oh, they have, yes. They have like bins of them.
They
set
have
up.
Like. They have
oh,
like,
it's insane.
Like 15 massive bins. Now, there's like six for cardboard, and then everything else is about one. Like there's one for plastics, one for paper, one for glass, and there's so many.
There's a lot of rules.
So many cardboard ones.
It makes you very nervous when you get there. There's a lot of rules, and people are and they're watching you. People are looking at you too. I get there. I'm like
not that bad.
It is. I'm very nervous about it.
You just got to break up the boxes. I know there are. They do say very clearly there's surveillance cameras, so you kind of got to watch yourself a little bit.
Have you ever seen the cameras, though?
No.
Yeah, I'm like,
come on.
I'm trying to be a good citizen, but I'm like, where are these supposed cameras at? I don't see
them. I'm going to look for them a lot.
It's just a threat, just to scare you.
It's a threat. Jake says it's a threat. They're threatening.
Don't you dare put this the wrong way. I can see.
They
that
do.
Was
they
not cardboard.
You.
Take it out.
But
or if nothing else like that, if you don't do that, just if you're driving around like that, then just find one of those rollaways at a construction site and whip it in there real quick.
I've done that before.
I don't think I haven't done that before.
Okay, we're the same page. All right, good.
The other thing I read about, we don't have to talk about this. We do not have to talk about this. It's fine. It's not on the rundown, and I don't want to cover it. That whole private investment thing that's going on in the Big Ten, which is it's a monster story, because Nebraska is going to get if it's voted,
we get about $100 million plus.
Yeah, $110 million. Nebraska would get. There's 13 schools that would get $100 million to $110 million cash infusion. Now they break it up. Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State would get $165 million. USC and Oregon would get $145 million. And then the rest, $110 million to $100 million. So it's this.
How's that? Why USC and UCLA get the? Get
I don't
more?
Know.
I mean,
it's,
what's the reasoning behind it?
I don't know if there's a. I don't know. I can't. Ross Dellinger would be the one to ask that question too.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll reach out to Ross today.
Yeah. So he did write a very good explainer of this thing. It's a capital investment in thing with the it's actually the University of California's pension retirement fund.
Yep.
So they're linked in with the Big Ten now. And it's a crazy amount of money. Now, I don't know why there's tiers like that. That's a good question.
Does it now make UCLA a better job?
Yes, I would think so.
Now UCLA is getting an extra $145 million means, okay, where are we doing
$100
this?
Million, $110 million. $110
million. Oh, I thought you said UCLA.
No, USC.
USC. Oh, not UCLA. Okay, no. Gotcha.
USC. But still, $110 million. Think about that for Nebraska. Think about just getting $110 million with a stadium project looming. That would help. Not that it would all go to that. It can go to rev share. I mean, that can help with rev share.
So it's just your money. You do what you want.
Yeah. It's now I look at it like this. If it goes through, and I believe this was Petitti's idea, it almost puts him on the same plane as Jim Delaney to me. Mm-hmm. Like this is a monster move. Talk about cutting edge. You would say, well, why don't the other conferences do it? Because they didn't think of it.
They still can, though.
They could figure out, they got to come up with an entity to do it, though.
What if they're just waiting on the flex, the SEC is, and like, okay, you guys all get your $100 million? You guys like that? Is that fun? Is that fun? Oh, each one of our guys are going to get $250 million.
Yeah, maybe that
I mean, something
happen.
Like that. Because they could be like, oh, it'd be incredible.
But yeah, I mean, it's a monster story. It was actually Ross that wrote it. He wrote an explainer. It's pretty good. It it makes sense to even the layman, because it gets into territories that it's not exactly.
This is where you get back into what we talked about. We brought up yesterday that there's no power four. Not when someone,
you know what you mean.
There's no power four. There's right. two. There's only two leagues.
There's power
and that's
two.
It. Yeah. And the other two like that, no. Because you think right now this stuff's going on, the Big 12 is going, let's do that thing too. And they're like, yeah, we don't have that option. No, the SEC doesn't have that option. So they're the power four. No, they're not.
Think about Oklahoma State sitting back going, so you're telling me that Oregon's going to get $145 million?
Yes.
Yeah, great. We're stretched beyond belief. And now
Dellinger in support of this? Was he criticizing it at all? Because I've seen a lot of criticism of this move for the Big Ten.
Now, as Bill, we've talked about, Jake, Ross Dellinger's job is not to be supportive.
Sometimes you can have a message, though, in your reporting. You know that. You can have a lean in how you
report. He reports the facts. He was not. He doesn't express.
Yeah, he really doesn't. When I talk to him about other stuff, he always is.
He's a rare breed.
But I've seen a lot of people that are pushing back.
Why,
on this.
Though? Why?
I saw Matt Hayes.
Why, God, why?
Sporting News.
Why, though?
Just thought it was like, almost like selling your soul a little bit, not knowing.
Oh boy, we're gonna get into the haughty route.
No, he's not, this is nice to have this money now, but what do you owe them down the road? Like, they want to be part ownership. What is that going to come down
well,
to?
Well, I don't have it on my screen.
It's explained, but it's not explained to me. I'm just not smart enough to understand it. We might have to talk to Mossman. I'll get a hold of Mossman.
There's this thing called
it.
So they created this thing called, I think it's Big Ten Enterprises, which would be essentially the 19th member of the league.
Does that sound to you?
Because they're going
to
get
sounds all right.
They're going to get a cut of everything, right? They're going to get a cut.
Yeah,
that's
the whole idea. Yeah. This enterprise, this pension retirement fund for the University of California has to make money.
Yeah,
they're just not giving money.
That's just
money.
A donation.
They're not Big Ten fans. I've always loved Northwestern.
No,
$2.4 billion.
This is how they feel they can grow their.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Their
retirement
pension
fund,
way
right.
higher than they could right. just normally.
Right.
So they
it's
have
a business decision.
Yeah. So this is a really good idea.
I think so, Matt. I figured there would be some pushback because
it's not just one. There's more than one person pushing back on that.
I don't understand that though. It's a business move. Unconventional.
They want to know how much control they have on decisions going forward.
They don't have.
They don't. What they say is like none.
Will that change though? They say that right
well,
now.
That's a good. I mean, I appreciate
right
your
now. I'm not, this is not me. I'm just giving you reports of what the pushback has been.
I know you're pushing back.
I'm not pushing back.
You're back.
I'm telling you the other side of the story because I also don't understand everything to know to be smart enough to comprehend it all.
I didn't have it on my screen. There, I think we presented it okay. But yeah, now they will vote for this not today, a week from today. Now that's the trick. They got USC and Michigan have already said they're opposed to it. So I don't know what the vote, apparently you don't have to have everybody in line here.
So they could just turn the money down?
Well, then I'm going to get into this.
I thought Michigan wanted like not to not be part of that at all.
I just said USC and Michigan, yeah. Jake.
Jake's not. He's lost it right now. Jake,
not true.
He's
I
very
was
upset.
Reading text here.
Michigan, and USC have already said they don't want to do it, and they would have a period of time where they can decide if they want to do it or if they opt in or not. So
yeah, they have an extra. If they opt, say no, they have 90-day window
to
change their mind.
Okay, here's what it says. If this is what Ross writes, your friend. If Michigan and USC vote against the deal, the schools each have a grace period, likely a few months, to opt into the deal to receive their full allotment of capital funds. So, according to the messaging to Michigan and USC, if they have not opted in by a certain point, perhaps 2 years, they would no longer be entitled to the deal and their grant of rights would expire at the current date of 2036. Yeah, that would be big.
That'd be big.
Yeah, that would be big. So, yeah, UC Investments is what we're talking about. Has agreed to proceed with the investment at the same $2.4 billion valuation, even without those two schools committing to the deal. So, that's the deal. That's the deal. I think it's an amazing. God, if you're Troy Dan and, you know, you're just like, I mean, Jake, it's about stability. This is stability.
This is the first crack.
I wasn't trying to be the
first
one
crack
back.
Of private equity coming into the entire.
Yeah.
Private equity is going to show up also by school.
Yes.
That's going to show up. This is the first crack.
You'll hear that term a lot.
There's going to see that.
A lot of private equity.
A lot of private equity going to jump in on just on one team.
In the most unsettled time in college athletics for this to happen, it commits these teams to be together for 10 years at least. I mean, think about that. Now you know you're going to have a Big Ten. And if you're Keith Mann, for instance, like, okay, this is good. This is job stability. And for everybody, it's stability. For Troy Dan, it's stability. It's gigantic. It's stability. It means we'll be covering the Big Ten for 10 more years. Come on, Jake,
Did you feel that was in danger? The Big Ten.
I didn't feel that was a little bit.
I mean, one of the funniest things I read was there was one of those fake headlines where Michigan, USC looking to leave the Big Ten. That's not true.
No, not that. But just
those are the ones that grab you, the ones that try to get clickbait. They did their job.
You always hear about the super conference thing. I guess what you're talking about is you just add a bunch of teams to the Big Ten, which would be fine. Kind of fine. It's not then.
So you want Fresno State in the Big Ten?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't. That's what
it's
I'm.
Already,
my point is.
It's already too big.
Yeah, that's when what my
have,
point
when
is.
When you're playing nine conference games, you have 18 teams.
That's exactly my point. So this I think sort of staves off the notion of a big super conference, going to 24 teams, which to me is, and then I'm not even covering. It's not really college football anymore to me. And I think this ensures that's not going to happen.
This is the strangest Idle Chit Chat we've ever had. It's the most serious one we've ever had.
Very serious.
I'm going to wrap it up now. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed,
Joey,
chemicals, fertilizer, or something to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. A little more today at 738ag.com.
Joey, that food was incredible yesterday.
What was that? That was the most remarkable thing that's ever happened. What the hell happened?
Probably top three things ever happened in my life.
It was
getting that breakfast. DoorDash.
That bagel sandwich was massive. The egg was so big.
It was so much food. I told my wife, I said, if you ate that in one sitting, which you did, you hammered through it. I go, it would be enough. You wouldn't have to eat again until maybe midnight.
That's pretty much true.
I mean,
lunch is out the window with that. Yeah,
it was dense.
Dense is a good word for that.
Lunch is out the window. Yeah.
What else do we do on Fridays after Idle Chit Chat?
Sometimes we do the call.
Roll call.
Roll.
Text us your name right now.
The call.
Your age, where you're listening from, and what else do you want from the Breakers today, Bill?
I'm going back to my original. I want favorite toast condiment, jam, strawberry, jelly, grape, peanut butter, cinnamon toast, Nutella, or straight butter.
Okay.
What are you putting on your toast?
Cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon toast.
Yeah, what's cinnamon?
I like grape and butter. Grape and butter.
So you do the combo.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
You do the combo.
Butter with grape.
I like that. Yeah. I like the cinnamon toast. I want to know if they could put it. We always had a Tupperware. I can see it right now. The cinnamon and sugar mixed into it. Then you had it on a plate, and you kind of put it on there, and then you dump it back over the top of the canister. The extra. That's
did
how
you do
shake it?
It
off. That's how I would do it.
Or did your mom do it?
No, I did it. I did it myself. No, because I would always put butter also on my toast. And then I would put it back in the toaster.
Okay.
And then it melted a little bit more. It got some smoke sometimes in the kitchen, but it did that a little bit more.
I should not forget before we get going.
Yeah,
speaking of roll
big.
Call, this morning we had a Kent.
Kent Thompson.
Long-time listener. He was in Germany last week.
Remember
he was on
the roll
call from Germany. He brought us some German chocolates.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Mm.
Like, this is seriously?
Yeah.
Niederreger Lubick and Ferrero Rocher. These you see all over the place.
Thank you. Can we open them now?
Oh, you have to.
Casting down. Yeah.
Open that top one. That's the one that really interests me. No, no, that one right there, Steve.
This one.
No, the other one. Now that those are awesome too. But we see those. Kent, thank you. He brought him all the way back from Germany. He said he went through a major situation in customs, getting through customs because they were challenging him whether or not he had illegal contraband.
Really?
Yeah, and he had him in his backpack, and but he had to explain to him it was for the show.
He made his way through.
Yes.
Thank you to Kent. 464-5685. Let's go to YouTube first. Connor in Pittsburgh, Kansas. We've got Justin in Seward. Says butter with cinnamon sugar.
Yep.
Good choice.
Yeah, when I say cinnamon toast, it's cinnamon sugar.
By the way, Connor says peanut butter on his toast. Goes back to that. Bolt says 58 years old on the base right now. Grape jelly with butter with a sprinkle of cinnamon. So grape jelly with some cinnamon on it.
Mm. They're making Bolt go in earlier now.
Oh. Genghis in Honto, Texas says sourdough and butter, nothing else. It clears.
Oh, God, that does sound
that
good.
Clears.
No. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds good.
We've got Lori and Kevin in Sioux Falls who will be at the game tomorrow.
Oh, wow. That'd be awesome.
They have our spreadsheet on Tuesdays, of course, for power rankings.
Will you be able to see them?
I'd love to. If they're up there.
How do we get a place outside the arena? Is there some sort of a meeting spot? You guys could. That would be worlds colliding.
They're going to know the arena better than me because I've never been there. So if they have a spot that they'd like to meet me at, Lori and Kevin, let me know. I'll try to find you.
That'd be awesome. We'll give out your cell phone number. Should I give it out now?
Please do not. Please don't do that. Lori says, lots of butter and raspberry jelly. Kevin, butter and cinnamon.
Okay.
On his...
your mom may... I like butter and cinnamon, but only if my mom makes it. If I make it, it doesn't taste as good.
You cut your toast diagonally, though, right?
I suppose, yeah.
It's like a little triangle.
Mm.
Yeah.
Troy in Rock County, age 58, cinnamon sugar. We got Husker in Minneapolis, age 28, margarine. Is elite if you don't have butter, he says.
Shin Daddy will fight you on that. He said that margarine is one molecule away from plastic.
Is that right?
Yeah, he wants real butter.
That's what he said.
Yeah, one molecule away.
He's probably joking.
I'm not sure he's totally.
I don't know, but right. I don't know about that.
Pete in Chattanooga, why would he be listening to the show, Sip?
Why would he call it?
Age 74, peanut butter on his toast.
Peanut butter's good.
Oh, these are.
This is the chocolate you're having there.
These are ridiculous. I don't know what's in that. What's that white stuff?
I thought it was some form of coconut. Or is there coconut in there?
What does it say on the description?
I'm not reading that.
Okay. I'll look at it in a second. Kyle in Boston, strawberry jam, age 22. Les in Lincoln, butter. Northside Dave says, just any jam. Didn't give me a flavor. Jam.
Any jam. Jam.
Northside.
I like jelly. I like jelly over jam.
What's the diff?
Well, jam's got like...
what is the difference?
Jam's got whatever, like little seeds and stuff in it. And okay, jelly's just clear.
No seeds.
Look I got you.
Chet in Nebraska City, age 33, real butter with a touch of sugar and cinnamon. It's not his toast.
I didn't mention honey. I should have thrown honey at that. I'm a buffoon.
Honey is a rare treat.
Yes, honey's a treat. You could do honey peanut butter.
Oh,
that
no.
wouldn't be bad. You could do it. It would work.
I'm not going to say it'd be terrible, but I would not do that.
Travis in Ankeny, Iowa says, 46 years old, apple butter on my toast. I've never had apple butter
on
a toast.
That's a good call, though.
Good call.
They have the rolls at Texas Roadhouse. They have apple butter.
Right.
I don't own that at my house, though.
Butter or cinnamon butter?
You could own it.
I think they have apple butter. Yeah. Help me out. I might want. Right now. I know some steakhouse has apple butter at it.
You have a chef, correct?
At my house?
Mr. Your high.
Wife is a good chef.
Elizabeth's incredible.
She's a great chef.
Have you seen that house he's got?
Oh, yes. No, I don't get invited over. Never been. And then I don't want to start driving by after you had that run-in with the neighbor, Dave.
Yeah.
You can drive by.
Robert, Oklahoma, strawberry
Nothing's
jelly.
Nothing's going to happen.
That's what you think.
I'm too scared.
Lou, age 80 in Orlando, says, what does he say here? He says, grape jelly.
Okay.
Grape jelly solid. For Lou.
Don't you need something with the grape
Smuckers?
Jelly?
Is it Smuckers, I wonder?
No, you don't need anything with the jelly.
No, grape jelly is just straight. No, that's fine.
Will in Fullerton, butter only. Kent and Lincoln. That's Kent Thompson.
Kent Thompson.
Peanut butter, he says.
There you go. It's got to be Jif peanut butter, too. Skippy, I won't
Another Ankeny, Iowa listener, that's Jason, says Cinnamon Toast. That's two Ankeny people this morning.
I wonder if those guys, who's the other one? Could they meet up?
I just said that.
We have two Ankenys. Could you guys meet up today somewhere and get a picture? Is there a Subway or something in Ankeny they could meet at?
Travis and Jason and Ankeny. They both chimed in.
That's right outside of Des Moines.
I think it's just north of Des Moines.
Yeah, I think it is.
Tim in Dallas, town. Apricot jelly.
Apricot.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Solid.
That's very specific.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but I'm okay with it, though.
questionable.
Is that like a marmalade?
I won't eat marmalade.
I don't either. I won't touch it. No, I don't want to hear about it. Nope. Don't even bring it up.
I won't eat it.
I'll slap it out of your hand.
Laverne in Hawaii says he goes with peanut butter on his toast.
And butter? Don't you just have to have butter?
No, you don't have to just...
No.
Have, no.
No, you don't.
I've never gone butter and jelly in the same toast, ever.
Really?
It's one or the other.
I would never put butter and then like you said, peanut what butter. Else?
With he puts peanut jelly butter. On it, though.
Yeah, no, I think you butter. Have to have butter
no, you
as
don't.
Part of it.
You don't have to. Now, I'm okay, though, no. with butter and grape jelly. Yeah. I'd eat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it.
Jake.
Very once in a while. I need one of them. Corey Lincoln says, butter, strawberry, jam combo. So he's with you on that. That's
Corey from Columbus.
Yeah, he gets it.
Thanks for listening, Corey.
Kevin in Waukee, Iowa says, cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah, that's good. That's
the method, just as Bill shared. Same method as you.
You shake it back into the container.
Mm-hmm. It's just tricky to get the toast exactly right when you're making that.
It's a lot, Steve. There's a lot going on in our
lives.
Cinnamon,
sugar, butter. I just can't do it. My mom did it perfectly.
Matt is in Pender.
Whoa.
Getting ready to go pheasant hunting. Age 52. He goes butter, cinnamon, and sugar. That's Matt.
Matt, give me your location like that.
Pheasant hunting in Pender.
Where will we be pheasant hunting? I was in Pender on Wednesday. Stopped by, if you saw some friends, I stopped by the high school and talked to some people there. Saw a smoke show. Ron DeFendrick was there, so we talked to smoke show. The best part is I walked in. You're the one who actually said it. We talked because she was dating Rick Logeman, who drove the yellow the yellow blazer and played Running with the Devil from Van Halen.
She must be a smoke show.
Yeah, she was a smoke show. And so I walk into the office, and I know all the ladies who work in the office, of course, at the high school. And they're like, one of the ladies goes, you want to talk to smoke show? So she calls her down. She calls her down over the intercom system to come down. So Rhonda comes down. Here comes the smoke show down. So now the whole staff, the whole faculty calls her smoke show. They'll say things everywhere. Hey, you going to go out to maybe get some smoked meats, smoke show? So that's part of the deal.
Pender sounds like a great place.
Pheasant hunting.
Yeah. Pheasant hunting.
For
yes.
Matt.
Thank you.
We have another.
He's probably out by Thurston. Are you going to go on the Sand Road out by Thurston? There's a lot more pheasants that direction, Thurston, Emerson area. The Sand Road, yeah.
We have a third Ankeny listener, Gage, age 25.
This is insane.
Honey and jelly on his toast.
Okay.
Three Ankeny listeners.
I've never heard of honey and jelly ever mixed together.
That's
the first.
That's a
25-year-old, too. We've hit on something here that's pretty epic.
You could do that.
Yes.
Wait a second. What's up with Ankeny, by the way?
I don't know. They love the show, apparently.
We love
Ankeny.
What if they're all just Cyclone, and they're all Cyhawks, but they just listen to our show?
Cyhawks. I don't know. Trying to get intel? Something?
Yeah, trying to get intel. Maybe they get a hold of Kirk before we play. Hey, here's what I'm hearing on the stream.
Husker TD is in Dubai listening.
Tony Davis is in Dubai?
I don't know if it's him.
They're just making stuff up.
Now they are. The viewers making stuff up. There's no doubt. Send us a photo of you that says, welcome to Dubai.
Absolutely.
By the sheik.
And that's important to get the sheik. Don't forget.
If there's not a sheik, do not even go over here. You're not even in Dubai. You're not in
Grand Island.
You're at the race.
Yeah, Dubai.
You're at the casino.
Fodder Park is not Dubai.
Ty is just pheasant hunting north of Miller, South Dakota.
Okay.
Miller. Where is Miller?
Give us
more of a location on that.
A lot of pheasant hunting, Bill.
People are out there.
Yes.
A lot of pheasant hunting. Are you going out this weekend?
Trying to for a little bit.
Are you?
I'll get out for a little bit, yes.
Okay.
That is the roll call. Sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln.
Polka.
Yeah, they got polka. I think that's tonight.
There's
a polka tonight?
There's a polka band.
They've got polka at Madsen's this weekend.
How did I miss out on this? There's a polka?
Yeah. Yes.
They do that out there.
It's just not every
Sarah
time.
Sarah does
tonight,
everything.
This weekend, they got polka.
Is Erwin Sweeney going to be polka?
Yes. And then when people polka, watch their face. they smile.
They light up.
There's never a time you happy. Look out there and see people all doing a polka and all dancing. Never. They're happy. And guess what else is there? An accordion.
And he's happy, too.
When you have and he's happy. When you have an air-based musical. Imagine what are you going to invent? I think I'm going to invent an organ that runs off that's air-powered.
Ron Carroll, report in. If you're my sister's husband, report in.
Are you partaking in the polka?
He's going to be shooting a stick back there while everybody's...
What if a couple whips around the table, poking around the table? You're trying to play some eight ball. Yeah,
they have different rooms there. Yeah. They can probably have polka and then just have guys shooting pool too. They have different rooms.
Madsen's Bowling and Billiards polka this weekend. Go see Sarah and polka while you're out there.
If you want polka,
yeah.
Quickly before we get out of here for break, I did see yesterday there's a re-ranking of some quarterbacks.
A re-rank.
Would you this is from ESPN's Bill Connolly. If I told you he put USC's Jade Maeva at number 5 mm-hmm. quarterback in the country and Brendan Sorsby from Cincinnati at number 9, mm-hmm. would you listen to that?
I just need to know who the top 4 are.
Julian Sain was number 1, Haynes King of Georgia Tech number 2, okay. Mendoza 3
Ooh, okay.
of Indiana.
Wonder how he compiles this. Yeah, I can't get Connolly because you got to pay for it. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a pay for play type thing. I can't get it. So
I don't. I don't see my Ava as 5.
You don't?
No.
Did you at one point? I don't think you ever.
I liked it. Remember, I said right away. I said, "Hey, you're going to see some great things, and then you're going to see buffoonery." When you saw that at Nebraska, you saw that happen.
You saw buffoonery.
You saw him. He always has some
really bad throws.
So does some really bad things, and then he does something. You go, "Oh wow, that was a wow." I mean, do you see Maeva right now in the NFL?
I said
after the game, then when the lights were dim on that plane, that they had to have a conversation. Can this guy lead us? Can he get us to the playoffs?
I'd have to know who their backup is.
And I wouldn't, but are they going to look for someone else? Because that's how I see it.
Okay, then the big news. Julian Sain. How about Julian
Sain? This just goes off of his own evaluation. Not going off of metrics, just how he views it. Sain number 1, this is from Bill Connolly. Haynes King number 2. Mendoza 3 at Indiana. 4 is Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt. 5, Maeva, USC. 6, Gunnar Stockton at Georgia. 7, C.J. Carr, Notre Dame. 8, Trinidad Chambliss at Ole Miss. Sorsby at Minnesota.
Where's no Alabama?
And Simpson
Ty Simpson.
He's at 11. Number 11.
No.
That's bad.
I mean, so
calls into question.
So basically what he's talking about is like, okay, who can win games? That's what he's saying. This isn't an
Simpson's
NFL game.
Yeah, Simpson's got to be top 10.
And so Simpson not ahead of Maeva?
Calls into question.
Another questionable quarterback.
And Maeva ahead of Gunnar Stockton?
This is subjective, but it does call into question ratings, and it calls into question even the need for this type of rating. How would you have
Simpson's been incredible this year?
Yeah, how would you have him that low?
He's a Heisman finalist.
Marcel Reed was 12. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, come Connolly. On. Okay, yeah. Come on. Okay, come on. Wouldn't you put Reed ahead of Maeva in any stratosphere?
Yes. Right. Yes.
I mean, that's a loaded question. I know. Yeah,
yes.
Come on, Connolly. Be better.
Yeah, Connolly's good, but I don't. There's no criteria.
He had Haynes King up above those. I like Haynes King.
And Haynes King, it's good. It's like how.
But number 2?
There's no criteria.
Haynes King does will his team to victory. He has carried a team on his back. Diego Pavia has done the same thing. He's willed his team.
He's something else. I got to admit it.
Last game was just ridiculous in the last game.
Yeah.
But anyway,
we'll have to discount this. But before we take a break, if you are hungry right now,
I am.
Are you hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch?
My whole life changed yesterday because of Joey.
Joey.
And where did he get his food from, Bill?
The Bird.
Early Bird is open right now.
Massive Bird
on this Friday morning at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. It's free
and get it delivered. Downtown. Get it delivered to you. The Bird does that too.
It was in a nice bag.
They do.
Oh,
the bag was nice.
Jake had to rip it up. Remember?
Did
you see the power he had to put into it?
I'm watching him,
and Jake's like he's frustrated, and all of a sudden that thing
just
popped.
Ripped it open.
So it was stapled shut, Jake?
It was stickered shut and stapled shut, both of them.
It was so safe. I felt the food was safe. Didn't you, Steve?
I did.
I felt it was secure.
If you would like to go to Early Bird, they have breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, chicken fried steak, which is smothered!
burn.
The eyes are up.
And we had them yesterday, but
had
don't
them yesterday
forget.
With
don't
the cheese
forget.
Sauce. With the cheese sauce.
The world famous. Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. 19th and K. Open till 2 p.m. Early bird. Great spot for breakfast, brunch,
the
and
bird.
Lunch. Update at Waco for Baylor. Chaos. Tell you what's happening next. An early break in the ticket.